to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, marketing is always a bit difficult, and you know, as a small business owner, we do that whole, I don't want to be slimy and salesy. I really like the business, but I don't know how to ask for it. And let's face it, those of us in business aren't sometimes very good at that. We're good at doing what we do, break out your Michael Gerber's e-myth, and we're very good technicians, but the actual organisation and the actual ask for that business to be successful can be super challenging. It requires sometimes an expert just to hold your hand a little bit till you get the hang of it and de-slime. Luckily, his name is Greg Baus. He runs Baus & Associates, and he's here with me today. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much for having me. Excited to be here.
I have always struggled with the sales thing. When I got into small business, in fact, I got into business, I always said, oh, no, I don't do sales. Now, let's be honest. Anybody who runs a small business does sales. You have to do sales or you don't make it for the first 12 months. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. You've got to put food on the table. The bills have to be paid. It's funny. When I do public speaking, one of the first things I say to people is, who here thinks that they're a natural salesperson? And maybe 5 out of 50 people put up their hand. And I say, you're actually all born with an innate sales ability. You just choose not to, you know, to use it. And they sort of give me this puzzled look. And I say, well, from the time we're born, we cry, we scream, we whatever to get our mother's attention, our mother's love, to be fed. It's ingrained in us. But the problem that we grow up with is that we're conditioned to think by what Hollywood has taught us. Unless you've actually worked in sales, the world of selling is not like Hollywood. It's not the sleazy car salesperson. It's not the dodgy real estate agent. All those manipulations and as you said, the slimy, the sleazy tactics, they all come from a school of hard selling in America in the 80s. And if you've ever watched things like Wall Street or Boiling Point, the guy's selling stocks to people that can't afford it. And now, you know, they end up being bankrupt and they lose their house and the marriage falls apart and everything. It's not about that. So what we find is that people go, okay, well, that's like the far right-hand side of the scale, so I'm going to be the far left-hand side of the scale when I get into my business because it's my baby and I'm doing it my way. Problem is, you sort of got to come somewhere in the middle.
What, you mean I can't just sit there quietly in the corner and go, well, I'm
open going... Open the window and wait for the orders to come in?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to a networking meeting. Why aren't I doing more business?
That's right. Right. People are just going to know who I am and they're going to come up to me and ask for me to work with them.
But I'm really, really good at what I do. Why don't people know?
That's
okay.
Right.
So you just sort of kind of happened to fall into sales? How did you get into this space?
Yeah, I literally did. I've never considered myself a salesperson. I took a year off. I was actually in a previous life, I jokingly call it. I was actually in IT.
Right.
And I got to the point where it just wasn't me. I loved working with all the fandangled widgets and everything, but the lack of social interaction really drove me nuts. And I was having one of those mid-career crises when I was like 20. Because at high school, they force-fed us this idea that we're going to have a gazillion careers. So I'm like, I better have it now.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, that these days, instead of actually coming in as a trade apprentice at the age of 14 and working until you're 70 and here's your gold watch, change careers.
That's right. Funnily, no one ever told us that, you know? So I took a break, joined the Australian Holiday Working Program visa, took off to Canada, one of my most favourite countries in the whole world. Loved the place, loved the people, loved the food, loved the culture. Went over and then discovered a little village over there called Whistler, which is full of Australians.
Oh, yes. So, yes. Good chocolate and skiing.
Exactly. There's a reason why they call it Little Australia. I took a break there, did the 12 months there, came back home. And through a family friend, she was working for a publisher, I think it was back then, they were doing mining magazines or something. Mm-hmm. They passed my CV on. The COO called me up and said, hey, do you want to have a meeting? Let's see if you like us, we like you. That's literally how I fell into sales.
Right.
And unbeknownst to me, my worst nightmare came true. Literally in my first couple of weeks of working there, it was, here's the yellow pages, start calling people.
Oh, no.
And I sort of looked at my workstation wall and I went, I was in Whistler 2 months ago and now this is what I'm doing. Okie dokie. So I literally just grazed my knees, fell down, got up again, fumbled my way through getting my first client. And then from there, it just started to progress into a different role, then got promoted and got promoted and got promoted again and again. Then I got to the point where I changed roles and then got into a field sales role where I was actually going out and seeing clients. Right. And it was a different skill altogether. It was not, you're not so much in a tele center anymore. You're actually having to deal with people face to face.
Right.
And it's scary. So, you
know. Well, they can't hang up on you. It's a start.
It is a good thing. It is a good thing. There was a lot of free coffees, which was nice. But
which, of course, explains the quiet shake you have all the time.
That's right. Just a lot of water there, please. And it really fascinated me because at the same time, as I was actually doing my marketing degree, and one of the units that I was doing was consumer behavior. And it's always fascinated me how buyers behave. And if anyone's seen the TV show, The Gruen Transfer,
that's based Will Anderson, brilliant.
Yes, exactly. I don't watch it now, but when it first came out, the concept was just so intriguing where they talk about the science of supermarkets being laid out in a particular way that people will actually follow. It's almost like sheep following a herd of, you know, other sheep.
That's the layout of the IKEA store. Very specific. They even have escape routes labelled. They're actually labelled parent escape route.
That's right. Yeah. So for those enlightened sheep that know the way already.
They just need the knives and forks on the bottom level and they don't need to walk through the kitchens, through the bedroom and that. Yeah.
Yep. So I was there the other day buying some more IKEA stools for my wife's business. She runs a business, Backyard Kids Party Hire, where she does basically themed furniture hire for kids' parties. So she's got like the fold-out tables and the chairs, but she does theme runners and bunting and that sort of thing. So I was there picking up some more stools because her business is growing. And I was literally doing that. I was like, okay, how do I shortcut here? How do I shortcut here? How do I shortcut here? Right, I just need to get down to the bottom into the checkout section.
Yep.
Smart person would have actually just gone through the checkouts and just gone straight through there. But hey, I had half an hour to kill. So.
Well, and the thing is, you're also a marketing researcher. It's important that you obviously indulge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because my wife will no doubt ask me, so what was new there that you saw? Right. So I can't cheat and go straight there and then...
You're right, it wouldn't be appropriate. It's important you're doing a full service.
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. So getting back to the side of things of the consumer behaviour side, of that really sparked up my interest. And it was back in, I think it was 2011, 2012, it took me further into start to research more into human behaviour. So I actually became a qualified coach, a qualified trainer, extended DISC, that sort of psychometric profiling. And I started to use that in my sales career and my results just exploded overnight. And it was just, the penny dropped. And I just thought, why? It's always been this hard. And it's always been, I've always thought, there's a missing piece to the puzzle somewhere here. That was it.
Yep, that was because you only had A to K. In your yellow pages, you didn't have the L to Z part. Got it.
All the other elements that they add in, the extra freebie sort of white pages that they add. It's like, and this is the new thing of whatever. And you're like, oh, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
And it was through doing that what I found was my results were more consistent. I knew the outcome of every meeting when we had it. I knew if someone was going to buy from me then or buy from me later, I knew why they were going to buy from me now or buy from me later. And it really helped me in my professional career that I did that. My boss would catch up with us once a month, once a quarter, where's everything at? I could tell them every single client in my portfolio where they were at, why they weren't buying. And I just thought, I've got to start helping other people do this. This is just, you get to a point in your career where you go, well, I don't really sure I can learn much more. I can, I really want to. And I had an innate passion to help people.
Yeah. But you need to start to play with that inner space. And sometimes I find that if you're in a space that's controlled by somebody else, you've almost got to sell your idea to them before you can give it a whirl. And then if it doesn't work, you've got a third party stake involved in what you're doing. Whereas if you can go, you know what, actually, I'm going to give this a whirl, but I'll just do it over here. Start it as a side hustle, sure. Yep. But, sometimes you've just got to get out there and do it.
Absolutely. So those 5-odd years that I had with someone else paying me to do the research,
nice.
Even though they were getting the results, it was great because when I started my business last year, I was doing part-time team training for sales teams and that sort of thing in the past, but what I found the need was the small to medium enterprises, the guys, like you said, that have gone into business for themselves, are great at what they do, but there's this icky salesy thing of, oh, I don't want to touch it. It's like, oh, I'll handball it to someone else.
Mm.
And unfortunately, what they're doing is they're handballing the potential success or failure of what they do. And it's their baby.
Yeah.
And for all of us that have gone into business for ourselves, we know handing off that power, that control, and I say that in a positive way, if you actually control the sales process, you control the results, you know where the scalability comes from. So that led me to create the mastermind program, the 90-day sales mastermind program.
Because I was just about to say, for all of those people who are listening and currently sitting on the edge of their seats going, tell me how, how do you help them?
So there's two ways that we do it. We have created an online mastermind program, which is basically you can run through that self-paced.
Mm-hmm.
You can access that anywhere because it's on the internet. And the other way that we do it is actually for those who want faster results and more one-on-one time. That's where I actually implement that with them one-on-one.
Okay.
So, and that's done in a confined space of their business, and we customize everything to them.
Cool. So if I'm sitting in a space where I go, actually, you know what, I'm going to have a bit of a look at this. I'm reasonably happy that I know what, but I just want some more skills.
Yep.
I've got an online option. I can go and have a bit of a look at this, have a look at what you do, see if it's going to work for me. But I'm always really time poor, and I'm not the most disciplined of business owners. So I'll have this massive to-do list that doesn't necessarily get done. So I can engage you to give me a kick in the ass and go, where's this? Where's that? This is what comes next.
Yep.
Try this, tweak that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so the one-on-one is a combination of the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving you the strategies to go and run with straight away. But what we do in the one-on-one is, instead of you working through the modules yourself, in our first meeting, if you're working with me one-on-one, I would actually say to you, Jackie, what are your problems right now in sales?
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on those straight away.
Okay.
So what we do is we customize all the content and I give it to you straight away so you can just run out and start doing stuff straight away so you can get the results, you can see what's working, what's not working.
Right. Okay, so I don't need to finish like a whole program.
No.
So I don't have to do 3 months worth of learning before I can start. It's right off the bat, let's get in, let's make these changes now.
I work with Shane Ness at Enertech, who's up in the Joondalup zone, and Shane came to me and said, I need some help with the sales. The business is building, but I don't know anything about the sales function. It's going to get to a point where that's going to become a problem. Can you help me? And I said, absolutely.
Well, it is a problem at the moment because he's now so darn busy that I can't get my air conditioners done, which I need for my business.
Yeah. It's a quality problem. Yeah, absolutely. To have.
Yeah, which is great. So I sort of say to him, you know, hey, I've got a client who needs such and such. He goes, yep, 3 weeks, and I've gone, you know.
Yeah.
So he's got a point where he needs to take that next step.
Employing people on that. Now he's at a scaling point. And what we did was, the first time that we caught up, I said to him, here's all the content we can run through, but what can I help you with right now? And that was literally, he was about to go into a meeting with an equipment manufacturer of an air conditioning unit that they were looking for a service tech to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I told him how to build rapport with the person, discuss the relationship, all the values, all the shared stuff. You build the business relationships. Yep. He walks out with a contract.
Fantastic.
And he texts me straight away. He said, mate, that was amazing.
It worked.
Yeah, he said, you were in the back of my mind talking me through the whole way. Yeah. That's the benefit of having the one-on-one service. And that can be over 1 month or 3 months.
Yeah.
Or if you've got, like you said, the long to-do list, the great thing about the online program is it's broken up into short modules. So you can do one a week, one a month. You can take as long as you want.
If you've got the discipline to do it, yeah, absolutely.
But at the end of the day, you would be buying it because you want results.
Yeah.
So your results are going to be dependent on how quickly and how well you're going to work through the content.
Cool. If we've got to a point where someone's gone, I need to make a difference, I need it right, absolutely right now, and they want to have something which is going to be implementable, and that's a real word, implementable from the minute they finish meeting with you, how do they get hold of you?
So they can give me a call on the mobile, 0405-298-232, or up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So facebook.com/ Boas and Associates. So
B-O-A-S-E-A-N-D
Associates. Or I should be on the directory of District 32.
Absolutely, sure.
So look me up online. But at the end of the day, I'm all about consultative selling. So when I meet with a potential client, the questions that I'm asking them are, what are your problems right now? And I'm working out whether I can actually help them. Because if I can't help them, there's no point in me pretending I can help them. You know, I'm better off referring them on to someone else. So the amount of meetings where I've had, I've actually said to potential clients, I said, look, I can sort of help you, but not really. So what I'd suggest is buy the mastermind program. It's a very small investment. Then if you find that that's really what you're after and you still want my help, then contact me. But coming from a place of integrity and respecting, you know, the business society that we have, I know who I can help and who I can't help. So it's really about almost interviewing the clients to work out whether we're a fit. And that's the counterintuitive thing that I teach my clients by me actually walking the talk.
Yep, absolutely. So if you want to de-slime your sales process and stop feeling a little bit icky about it, really make a difference, give you a call. You can then obviously have a chat, have a coffee, and work out whether it's going to work.
Yeah, and the online program at the moment is essentially I'm doing a special offer for District 32 members. It's a price basically of two books.
Fantastic.
So for them to have that, but it's online, you have access to it for life. I'm continually adding content to it. So it's not like you buy the book, it sits on the shelf, it's an ever-growing thing. And the other great thing about it is that when you, the circle of learning, you'll find that you'll go there, then you'll learn about what you don't know, and then you know what you don't know, and then you know what you know, and then you know what you know, and it goes from there. So the amount of times you can reread it and go back to it and re-implement it, you just get a different level of learning.
Fantastic. That sounds like such an excellent solution to what is often such a ginormous barrier to small businesses succeeding.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be. And the way that people think about sales is really it's reframing how we personally see and hold sales in our own world. The results of the business are actually dependent on the level and skill of the person that's actually running the business. So when you develop and grow, your business grows.
Brilliant.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.